Others would like to speak in favor of LD 1504 at this time.
Good afternoon, Senator Hobbins, Chair Haynes, and members of the committee. My name is Sean Mahoney. I'm with the Conservation Law Foundation, and I'm testifying in support of the proposed substitute language. I guess the first thing I'd want to say is, with respect to wind power, which we at CLF have been a supporter of for a number of years, wind power will eventually decrease the cost of electricity across the board for ratepayers, especially when we begin to price electricity to include not just the cost of acquiring the fuel, but also the impacts associated with the fuel sources we use. And that the, as a general matter, tangible benefits for host communities for any sort of project is a concept that we would support, and one that shouldn't just be limited to renewable energy projects, and particularly wind power projects. The Representative Adams and Representative Fitz and you, Senator Hobbins, know from our work together on the Ocean Energy Task Force, one of the key recommendations for developing offshore energy is to make sure that there is a community participation and buy-in in whatever sort of projects we have, and really having something that's tangible and palpable for communities to see as benefiting their community. And we think that this revised proposal makes some good steps in doing that, particularly the idea of standardizing what the tangible benefits would be across main communities within the state. We do see variations of it, and having one standard proposal, one standard, I think is a fair and readily understood way of going about that. I think we all share the common goal of developing the wind resource in the state. What we don't want to do is create a legal regime that's not flexible. And I think that the comments that you raised, Representative Van Wee, in speaking with Representative Russell, is an important one to address during the work session, and we look forward to doing that. I think that the at the end of the day, the need for the vast majority of Maine people who support developing renewable energy needs to have a tangible reason for it, other than it's a good action to take to address global warming. And I think that having a tangible benefit like we're talking about here is the way to do that. So we're in support of the bill and look forward to the work session on it. Thank you.